Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Colon from Metro Research, and we are conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events, and your number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address, sir?
What's that?
What we call in Florida.
I'm in Florida.
Okay. All right, sir, and, are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
I am a registered Democrat.
Democrat, okay. All right, sir, and what are the chances that you will vote in November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Would that be certain to vote, probably vote, chances 50-50, or will not vote?
Most definitely will.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, can you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
Okay. All right, so in Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White, I guess.
All right. Again, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are, you know, headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Okay, the question again?
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In Florida, I think they're in a good direction, right direction.
Okay. All right, and thinking about the elections for Congress, would you... who would you vote for, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Would that be definitely Republican or probably Republican?
Most probably.
Okay, most probably. Because I have definitely Democratic or definitely Republican, or maybe
definitely,
you know, leaning towards you know, the
definitely public Republican.
Okay, all right, sir. And now I'd like to ask you impression of some people and organizations you may, you know, have heard of. If I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, it's okay. You know, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Project 2025.
Okay, when you say that doesn't make any sense, 2025, unfavorable or favorable, that makes no sense to that question.
Well, this is about, you know, people in organizations that you have heard of. That's what I say. But, you know, that Project 2025, you know, asking if you are forward. I mean, you know, if you like it or no, don't like it.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. I don't think you nor anybody understands what you're talking about or what the question is. 2025 has nothing to do with the government. That has to do with a group that developed this based on what they see in political world. It's not
okay, well,
Democrat or
well,
Republican. So the question is invalid. It's a generalization of how they see that's called the Heritage Group. And they developed this based on how the economy of the government is working and where it's working towards and how they see it working. So this has nothing to do with nothing.
Okay, so you don't, do you have a favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion of Project 2025?
It isn't a project. It is nothing. It's just their view on things. So I don't know what the question is. It's a stupid question.
Well, sir, I have to read what I see, you know, what is in front of
me.
I can't skip anything.
The person, trust me, the person that asked it is a retard. worse than a retard.
All right, well,
that gives the retard a very un. Yeah, that's stupid question.
Okay,
it has nothing to do because they don't know what it's about. They're
no problem, sir.
The
I have. Okay. All right. What about Democrats in Congress? Do you have a favorable? Because the question is so simple: is favorable or unfavorable?
Well, that's really simple. Unfavorable to Democrats.
Okay, would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Okay, Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Very or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, Darren Soto.
I'm neither with him.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
MAGA Republicans.
Very favorable. Again, that's a moot, a, yeah, you guys, it's incredible.
What about Thomas Chalifo?
Who?
Thomas Chalifo?
I'm neither with him.
Okay, no, neither. What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, in thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. All right, sir, and if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
Donald Trump, right, okay. All right, sir, and if the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcus-Hill Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you will vote for?
Rick Scott.
Rick Scott, okay. All right, so if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Probably DeSoto.
Darren DeSoto, okay. All right, sir, and I, as you may know, there will be also be an amendment, to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads, okay? No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health. As determined by the patient's health care provider, this amendment does not change the legislature constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Okay, would you vote yes to support this amendment or no to oppose it?
No to oppose it.
No, okay. All right, sir, now I'd like to read you two brief statements about the two candidates for Congress. The first one will be Colonel Thomas Chalifo. Okay, he's an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Chalifo will put America first in enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against, out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Chalifo will take this experience and as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Okay, and the other one is Darren Soto. He is a current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burns, pits, and toxic substances. Soto also helped passed a law to cap the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families, you know, don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. So we'll always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. Okay, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you vote for?
I'm not too sure yet.
Okay, but if you had to lean towards, you know, which one would you lean at, Thomas or Darren Soto?
I'd probably vote for Thomas at that point.
Okay, lean towards him. Okay, all right. All right, sir. And which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their, you know, attention right now? Would that be lowering grocery prices, protecting abortion rights, making healthcare affordable for working families, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, tackling crime in public, and improving public safety, lowering inflation and gas prices, protecting Social Security and Medicare, promoting traditional values in schools, securing our border, making owning a home more affordable, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, or ending the gun violence epidemic. You can pick two of those to be the most important to you, sir.
By inflation and energy costs.
Okay, bringing down, okay, inflation, right? Okay.
And which
one would be your second one?
Bring down energy costs.
Okay, improve energy costs. Because that one is like, it's together, you know, that lowering inflation and gas prices.
Mm. Well, then I guess the food, or I don't know.
Okay, the food one, right? Okay, what about creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida? Or lowering grocery prices?
I don't know. They just need to get the inflation taken care of. That'll solve the other problems. Or the border crisis. Put the border crisis down.
Border crisis. Okay. Border. Okay. The border. Securing our border. All right, sir. And now let me read you some reasons, you know, people give, you know, for voting for a candidate for U.S. Congress, assuming that each of these is accurate. Okay. Please tell me how convincing reason do you think it would be to vote for that candidate? Would it be some, you know, very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would have virtually no effect at all in your decision? Okay, here's the first one.
Okay,
Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and kept out-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. Would you say that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or would have no effect, virtually no effect on your decision to vote?
Very little.
So be somewhat convincing? Or not?
Yeah. Not really. Not a real big one.
Okay, so you want me to put somewhat convincing or just no effect?
No effect.
Okay. All right, Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, Soto has worked to keep our communities safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws, you know, backed by sheriffs, and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement, and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Would that be very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
That would be very convincing.
Very convincing. Okay, Thomas Chalifo, you know, is a fiscal conservative who will ruin in out of control federal spending, assessing, you know, stimulus packages and supply chain distributions that are fueling, you know, inflation and hurting working families. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, Thomas Chalifo, you know, will support the Trump-backed America First policy that prioritizes America's citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Chalifo will make sure we take much better care of those who have served, you know, and worked to solve veterans' homelessness. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Okay, the last one says, Thomas Chalifo will put an end to the border crisis that is filling our communities with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open border policies. Very convincing, somewhat, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, no effect. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, now that you have heard a little bit more, okay, the election for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate. Which one do you think you will vote for?
The Republican.
Thomas Chalifo, okay?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and all right, thank you. Now let me read you some statements about the candidates running for U.S. Congress, assuming each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this would cause, you know, cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate, some doubts, or have virtually no effect in all your decisions. Okay, here's the first one. Okay, Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp, you know, for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made you know, life harder for working families by voting for tax increase that targeted, you know, our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, or will have no effect on your decision?
No effect on my decision.
Okay, Chalifo called, you know, for a, quote, complete overhaul of this, you know, of the existing healthcare system, the Affordable Care Act, which will roll back, you know, healthcare for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay, as chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Chalifo voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubts.
Serious doubt. Okay, and Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies, you know, that have led millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. Serious doubts, some doubts, or we have no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay, Thomas Chalifo personally loaned his campaign $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay, and the last one say mega landlord Thomas Chalifo went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has, you know, tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits. Would that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Serious doubt.
Serious doubt. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir, and now that you have heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Chalifo, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Say their two names again.
Thomas Chalifo and then Darren Soto, the Republican. Thomas is the Republican, and Darren Soto is the Democratic candidate.
Thomas
Chalifo. Okay. All right, sir. And what is your primary source of national and political news? Would that be Orlando Sentinel, Cable News Network, El Nuevo Día, your local newspaper, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, or would be talk radio, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services, or other?
It's all the above.
Okay. But which one would be closed? Because only let me pick one and we'll move to the next question.
And then
well-informed person.
Yeah.
Okay. All the above. We'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in thinking back, you know, to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, the Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And just a few more questions for statistical purpose only, okay, and we're done with this survey. And what was the last grade or degree that you completed in school, sir?
College and trade school.
Okay, good. I got a college degree or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Okay. All right, so do any children under the age of 18 live in your home, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, so then if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Would that be very conservative or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Okay. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. I really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening, sir.
Okay. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.